Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are starting our Advent series, and after a quick word from our sponsor, we will start our scripture meditation in Luke 1, verses 34 through 38.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today, we will be experiencing this passage as a Lectio Divina. If you haven't done one before, it is a method that we use to meditate on God's Word and enter into a passage prayerfully. I also want to encourage you, if you haven't done it before, that you can pause here and go download the free Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It outlines everything Lectio Divina is, and gives you some space to capture your thoughts as you listen to the podcast. You can grab a copy at jodynisnik.com. There's also a link in the show notes. Now let's go ahead and get started. To do that, I want to invite you to just take a few deep in and out breaths as a way to settle your heart and your mind and your body. No matter where you are, just take a few deep in and out breaths. As you breathe in, invite the Lord into this time and this space. And as you exhale, just hand over to Him any of the cares, worries, concerns that may be burdening you right now. Go ahead and take another deep in and out breath. And as you continue doing that, let me pray for us. Oh Lord, we thank you for these few moments that we have set aside to hear your word. We pray that your Spirit would guide and lead us into this familiar passage with fresh eyes, with a fresh heart. Lord, help us to notice what you want us to notice, and help us to have the conversation we need to have with you in these next few moments. Pray that you would do all of this for our good and for your glory. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today's meditation is taken from Luke chapter 1. And as a little context and setup for this passage, it is just after the angel Gabriel has appeared to Mary and told her that she is highly favored. And then he gives her the news that she would conceive, give birth to a son who she would call Jesus, and that he would be great, and he would be called the Son of the Most High. He would reign on David's throne, and he would reign over Jacob's descendants, and his kingdom would never end. So he had a lot of news for Mary in that moment. And the passage that we are going to be meditating on is Mary's response to Gabriel. Well, the first time I read this passage to you, there is no agenda. It is just an opportunity to hear the words and know where the passage is going. So this is a reading of Luke 1, verses 34 through 38. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Now, as I read this passage for you a second time, this time we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase or maybe even an idea. And I want to encourage you to try not to overthink this process. Just see what seems to grab your attention above all the other things in the passage, and then hold on to that. You can either write it down or just hold on to it in your mind, but I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Luke 1, verses 34 through 38. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So take a moment now to reflect on the word or the phrase or even the idea that seemed to capture your attention, and ask the Lord, how might this apply to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or the phrase or idea again. And then we'll take some time after the reading to respond to God, however He might be inviting us to respond. It could be a sin to confess, a command to obey, truth to remember, step of trust you need to take, time to worship God, and be in wonder of him, or something else entirely. But I'll give you some space after the reading to do that. So this now is a third reading of Luke 1, verses 34 through 38. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So take a few moments now to respond to God, however he's inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one final time, we want to take a posture of rest. Resting in knowing God loves us. Resting in knowing that all of the things that we're reading about in this passage, the birth of Jesus, is out of his extravagant love for us and his willingness to do whatever needed to be done so that we could be his sons and his daughters. Just rest in his goodness and love for you. So this now is a final reading of Luke 1, verses 34 through 38. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. O Lord, we thank you for the truths in this passage. We thank you for Mary's example to us with her posture of willingness to do something that didn't make sense to her, but to serve you no matter what. Lord, I pray that whatever truth you needed us to see in this passage today, would you help us to carry it forward through this day, through this week, into this Advent season. Lord, that we may capture anew the wonder of what has happened through the advent of Jesus, the coming and the arrival of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you sent Jesus for us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to listen in on the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Betty Dickinson. Betty is an author and an artist, and she has created a beautiful book called Making Room in Advent, 25 Devotions for a Season of Wonder. And it was really a fun conversation to talk to her about where the Lord led her in this passage, and how the Lord led her even in writing this book and helping her to slow down and wonder anew about the Advent season. I think you'll get a lot out of it, so I hope you'll listen. I want to take a quick second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.